Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know that I think for you and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know got a thing for you and I can't let go. Some people go around the world for love, but they may never find what they dream of. What you won't do, do for love. You tried everything, but you won't give up. And in my world, only you make me do for love what I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. Now I came back to let you know got a thing for you and I can't go. What you won't do, do for love. You tried everything, but you won't give up. And in my world, only you make me do for love what I would not do.
Some people go. You wondered where I've been. I searched to find the love within. Ooh, that's I came back to let you know that I got a thing for you and I can't let go. Oh my goodness. I'm feeling good today. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite music podcast in these podcasting and program streets. You feel what I'm saying? The R&B and Chill podcast is back. I'm your beautiful, handsome, amazing host, Ty the Pie Guy. We are back in the building. Yes. Seven seasons of doing this. and I really do feel like we're just kind of just getting started. And I want to continue to thank you guys for loving the podcast, subscribing to the podcast, wherever you listen to us. We appreciate you. We would definitely appreciate you if you listen to us more on our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com. Androids, iPhones, Obama phones. You can listen to our web. You can listen to the podcast right there. And when you go to our website, you can also listen to. You can also go down and check our YouTube. We have like a little YouTube icon that will take you straight to our Epic Echo Productions YouTube channel, specifically the R&B and Chill, where you can watch the artist interviews, artist spotlight interviews over there. We just released one last week with super producer, award-winning producer, singer, songwriter, Marcus Divine. So go make sure you check that out, because that was an amazing conversation. What's going on, y'all? I missed y'all last week, man. You feel me? I know we did an interview last week, shout out, but I just missed y'all, right? Just doing this. You feel what I'm saying? I always miss when we can get back, you know what I'm saying, into conversing. And, well, not really, but, you know what I'm saying, me talking through the headset or wherever you listen to us, and us just ha-ha kiki-ing. Because I don't know how y'all are when another podcast is talking, but you know when they say something crazy or they say something funny, I'm always reacting. I'm just like that. I'm weird. But we here for another one. I wanted to play Do For Love by Snow Allegra. Shout out to her. She's just been on my playlist. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's just been on my roundabouts. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she's been hitting. It's just been repeat on her. You know what I'm saying? Like, her voice is so soothing. I think for me, as a person who really was into neo soul back in the day, I think it really brings me back to kind of neo soul type vibes. So I love the song. I love how she kind of threw her own spin to it. And I always love a good cover. That's me. I did a lot of covers when I was just on stage singing in college. So, you know, I love when singers can give a great cover. You feel what I'm saying? And just like destroy the song, like kill the song, like in your own way. So I love it. Shout out to Snow Allegra. I hope she's doing great. I would love her on the show. Let's get into it, man. We don't have much to talk about today, but we want to get into some things really quick. So first on the docket really quick, right? I don't know if this is music news, more so if it's just celebrity news, but Lizzo, I guess, allegedly is announcing her retirement. I guess after all the mist of the kind of public, I guess, backlash and, you know, I guess hate speech that she gets on social media. And I believe the lawsuit that she's going through right now. I think it's just a little too much for her. But I've said this in previous years on the show when it came to Lizzo. We love Lizzo. We love her music. We'll play a song in a minute after we talk about it. But I said this a couple years ago on the show. I never thought Lizzo had the, how can I say this without sounding mean? I don't think she had like that tough bone that you have to have in this industry. You know, like this industry can be very, very, very not only intimidating, but disrespectful. In terms of how people come at you, how people perceive you, how people talk about you. I think the more that I grow in my career, I'm seeing that. So what I've always understood, and continuously have to remind myself is that the industry is the industry. It's always been like this. You understand what I'm saying? You really have to kind of build yourself up and have tough skin. And I think that was the word I was looking for, tough skin. I don't think she has a lot of tough skin when it comes to critiques, when it comes to even social media, right? Because when you put things out on social media for the world to see, there will be critics. There will be things that you may not like to see that may be or have some truth to them, right? And I think through her career, I just don't think that she's had that tough skin. She's an amazing performer. She can kill the fuck out of a flute. You feel what I'm saying? But I just don't feel, because when you step into this media industry, entertainment world, when you step foot into it, you have to understand that critics are going to come with it. Right. And critiques that, yes, possibly are not warranted, but they're going to be out there. And you have to formulate and gather the necessary tough skin to be able to deflect and let that thing just roll off your shoulder, right? As Jay-Z said, you got to get that dirt off your shoulder, right? You understand what I'm saying? And so I just don't know. I hope she's not retiring for her. I hope it's not a thing. But, yeah, man, I was just like, is this because, you know, all of the things that's been happening with her, kind of her case and everything? Like, what is it looking like? So, we're going to play Truth Hurts. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's one of my favorite songs from, actually, no, we're going to play Juice. Cause I like Juice. Juice is one of my favorite Lizzo songs. So let's get into it. Lizzo, we're going to play Juice by Lizzo right here on the R&B and Chill podcast. We love you, Lizzo. All right, let's get right into it.
Gotta be looking like red goo. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball. That's cool, baby. So is you. That's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this. Don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shining naked better over time. Now you know. They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like. It ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice. Don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shot a nigga better over time. Now you know. Heard you say I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
Come on. You need to get back in that bag, bro. Get back into your I don't give a fuck bag. That's how you gotta be in this industry, Lizzo. That's initially, I became a fan because I thought you had that type of energy. Gradually over your career, I saw that you really didn't have that type of energy. And I'm like, yo, come on. You got the juice, right? You know, metaphorically, like you, but you should have it. You got it. You feel what I'm saying? You are inspiration to a lot of people worldwide. So please continue. But I understand. I definitely get it. Let's get into what I want to get into. What I want to get into. Let's get into some new music. Marcus Devine, who we just had on the show, just came out with his latest track. You feel what I'm saying? And very excited to play it. We had a great discussion on on the last show. Last week, talked about Aaliyah and everything like that. I think that was a great thing to know. Like, you walk up into an audition, and not even really, you just walk in and you doing what you do, right? Being the great who you doing the greatness that you have, and all of a sudden, you know, a star walks in and says, "Yo, who's that?" And they're like, "Yo, that's Marcus. Hey, yo, I want him on my tour." Like, oh, that's crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Like, wait, hold up. And then to come to know, like, her dad was like, "Hey, yo, nah," because the dude that Marcus took the job from was like, "Nah, you know, you always feel some type of way When the head honcho in charge gets rid of you because there's someone who she feels is better at their job than you. So we're going to make a 20-man audition." Marcus comes up, right? Go see the audition. He's about to audition. As he's probably about to put the microphone to his lips, Aaliyah walks in and says, "What we doing?" Dad says, "We're holding an audition." "For what?" Aaliyah says, "I already said I want Marcus." Not a word was sung from Marcus Devine, right? And that's how you got to be. You just got to be, honestly, you got to go for it. You have to be relentless. Even if you think it's not going to happen, you just got to go for it. Even if you get a no. So let's give Marcus Devine some love real quick. Let's give him some love. Here is The Greatest Show, his newest single, coming from his latest album that's coming out later this year. The Greatest Show by Marcus Devine right here on the R&B and Chill podcast. Let's get into it.
Sutra and add a new page, yeah. On this bed I will perform just like it's my stage, yeah. It's a sold out show for a crowd of only one. You got the best seat in the whole damn house, baby, right now, friend.
Tell the light
now, turn the lights down low. Come on, baby, ready, set, go. You know what you came here for. It's about to be the greatest show on earth. Greatest show on earth. And you won't believe just how I put in work. How I put in work. See, you don't need a rehearsal. This is what I do. My first act's an hour, and it's dedicated to you. It's about to be the greatest show on earth. The greatest show on earth tonight. Ooh, so don't you go nowhere. Baby, stay right there. Baby, stay right there. Cause I'm about to do that number you like. That's what you've been waiting for. Can I get a little crowd participation? You're doing fine. Thank you for this standing ovation. These lights so hot, sweat running down your body. I just might give you an encore. So it's about to be.
It's about to be.
It's about to be.
The greatest show on earth.
Yeah,
greatest show on earth,
uh-huh.
And you won't believe.
wanna bring it to me. Let me write my name all on it, girl. And I can't wait to touch ya. Damn, I don't need no ushers, 'cause I got this handled. Trust me,
it's about to be.
It's about to be
the greatest show on earth.
The greatest show on earth, on earth.
Make sure y'all support Marcus Divine. He's actually when you buy the single from his website, MarcusDivine.com, you can actually make money from being an affiliate for the song, right? A lot of artists are not doing that, where you can actually buy the song, and then if you put the link up to the song and people actually, you know, like the song and buy the song, you know, and put it in their playlist, you get a little, you know, you get a little change in your pocket. You feel what I'm saying? So that's amazing. That's dope. So shout out to Marcus Divine with that new track. I believe he's on tour. He was just here in New York at the Barclays with Ashanti. And who else was here? Somebody else was here with Ashanti for their concert. So shout out to him, because he's making hella moves right now. I'm excited because I need y'all to be on alert this Wednesday. We are doing a Patreon listening album listening party. Well, not really party, but I'll have me a drink or two ready for this, because I'm super excited for new music from this man right now. And I have to put this on Patreon, because this 19 song track has to be listened to in detail. Whether I like it or not, I have to listen to it. Penn Griffin, the one and only Bryson Tiller, is back. Jesus, I don't know how long this man has been away. I've been a Bryson Tiller fan since 2014. Like Trap Soul, all of that shit. Like a lot of the music that we hear nowadays, I'm going to say it, is based off of a lot off the fabric of Trap Soul. Trap Soul is the album for a lot of these albums. Bases when it comes to the 2 minute release, when it comes to really rapping and singing on a track, you feel what I'm saying? Not just draking that shit, but really rapping and singing on a track. Bryson was one of the first to do it, you feel what I'm saying? And do it at a very successful level. Now, he's an introvert, he really don't come outside like that. I understand that. However, I've been ready for Bryson Tiller music for a while. Right now, I've listened to some of his stuff back in the day. It was a trap, so you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he was catering to a audience or trying to cater to the label. But now this looks amazing. I've heard people talk about it. I've heard that they say he back in his bag. I heard that there's a Victoria Monet track on there that I'm about to listen to. Like, yo, if you have not subscribed to our Patreon, subscribe to our Patreon. We are doing Wednesday. Okay? Wednesday at noon. We are doing a live. I'm going live on this. You feel what I'm saying? We're doing a live Bryson Tiller new album listening party. Come in if you want to come in. If you don't want to come in, that's fine. I'll be by myself on this one. That's fine. But I'm a rock out, because I'm excited for Bryson Tiller. Like, damn, it's been a while, my guy. Yeah, you been gone. Like, for real. Like, you been going party next door. Where you at? You know what I'm saying? Like, the niggas that I, like, the dudes that I fuck with in that R&B scene during the early 2000s, mid-2010s, like, yo, Bryson Tiller, Party Next Door. I'm trying to think. Shit, who else was out there rocking? Miguel, where you at, big dog? Like, what's up? I know you was rocking out in 2000, but you was still hitting it in two. Come on, what's good? Where are y'all? Because this is the time, for real. This is the time where y'all can get off right now. We need it back. We really do. R&B really needs y'all back in the fold, for real. Like, I'm not even kidding. There's a lot of imposters out here who are trying to imposter syndrome their way to the top, and it's not working. We need some of y'all kind of vets and OG. Oh, shit, I done dropped my Zorro. But we need some of y'all OGs and vets to come in. You feel me? And kind of bring some fresh air into the R&B world. And thank God, Bryson Tiller, you were the first one to step up. So I'm definitely, that's a listening party that we're doing on Patreon. So subscribe to the Patreon. We'll have our website in the description so you can subscribe to the Patreon. You can go to our website, again, epicechopro.com. The Patreon tab is right there. You can link up $3 a month. And we got you with a 7-day free trial. What? I don't want to hear no excuses. We got y'all with a 7-day free trial, and it's only $3 a month. Stop playing with me. All right. All right, y'all. What else we got on the docket here? I think that's it. Anything else? I know Tank and Kerry Hilson and somebody else is going on tour. I'm excited about that. We have Kevin Ross coming back on the show again. I'm excited about that. He'll be coming on the show to talk about his new tour. I believe he has a new single coming through as well, so we'll have him on the show next week. We'll also have my cat on the show. You want to talk to him?
Talk to him. Yeah. Who coming on the show?
That's it. She didn't want to talk to him. But, yeah, I think that's it for right now, but we might have we definitely have some more artist spotlight interviews in the can, so y'all be ready and get ready. Some of these might have to be behind the paywall, so listen, we'll see how that work out. But I'm excited for what is in store. We have some great things in store coming up for quarter two, because quarter one was amazing. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all flatline, y'all literally just did the damn thing. I want to say this before we get out of here. I don't know who listens to us on Good Pod. Shout out to everybody that listens to us on Good Pod. If you don't know what Good Pods is, Good Pods is one of the largest podcast listening platforms and kind of social media platforms. Excuse me, for podcasters and people who love to listen to podcasts, with millions and millions of podcasts on their platform. It's literally one of the best and one of the most trusted podcasting platforms out there right now. And Good Pods, much like Spotify and Apple, have their charts as well. And as an indie podcaster myself, I'm definitely looking at the charts on Good Pods. And I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners today. Literally, you had us in the top 5 podcasts of the week. And not only music interviews, but you had us in the top 10 in music, like just in the music category, period. So, thank you so much. Like, literally, you know, it's I thank y'all so much for loving this podcast, going on this journey with us, going through the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations, you know, just the figuring things out. I really do appreciate y'all, your patience, your love, and your dedication. You feel what I'm saying? Because we don't do this without you. You feel what I'm saying? So thank y'all for supporting me. Thank y'all for supporting the podcast. And we do love y'all, for real, for real. We have a lot of love for y'all. What do I want to end y'all out with today? I don't even know. I'll figure that out in a minute. But you know what? Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. I love y'all. it's been a great, great day. It's going to be a great week. Y'all have a great day. Y'all have a great week as well. And y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. And you know what? Because I do love Victoria Monet, I'm going to end y'all off with "On My Mama." How about that? So here's Victoria Monet, "On My Mama," right here on R&B and Chill Podcast. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Let me roll that back real. Let me rewind that. Award-winning, Grammy award-winning, Victoria Monet. Yeah. Love you, V. You feel what I'm saying? "On My Mama" by Victoria Monet right here on R&B and Chill Podcast. I love y'all so much. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
When they say she get it from her mama, I'ma say you fuck her right. Body rude is unpolite. Don't be in the humble type. Tell me, is you down? Cause I'm tryna go up tonight. Hoes and hoochies left and right. I just wanna live in a fantasy. I think we deserve it right. Top of the memories I've ever made in my life. Permanent ecstasy. The ladies is pimps tonight. Good, put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly, I look good. You can't touch my bag, but you could. I look fly, I look too good. In my bag like a grandma with a peppermint. They say, "Ooh, she smell good." That's just cause I'm heaven sent. Sex game goes stupid, stuffing like a toothpick. Man, I tell the truth, your opinion is irrelevant. But I know you think I'm fine. Might be too fine to hit it from behind. Reflection in the mirror, don't decline. I can't even lie. I put that on my mama, on my hood. I look fly. You can't touch my bag, but you could. I look fly, I look too good. Put that on my mama.